Hard for a draw here at Windsor Park for us today, Mark?
Yes, definitely. I think you always know what you're getting with Glenavon recently. Yeah, he's obviously got a good squad going at the moment. They're a tricky opposition, but I think with the events that happened during the game, I think we can't be too disheartened with the draw.
An exciting game. We were really pushing forward towards the end there, weren't we? We nearly even nicked it right at the end.
Yeah, I think it was just one of those games, you know. Andy had a chance almost at the end with a header, and then obviously he was a bit unlucky with the one the very end of the death. But I think at the same time, we need to sort of be a bit reserved. And obviously, yes, we want the win, and we want to try and close the gap on Crusaders. But at the same time, we have to make sure that we don't drop any more points, and that Cliff Miller Glenavon get second place.
It's an eventful time for you. You scored twice last week, and then you end up in goals today and saving a penalty.
Yeah, it was. It's been a strange 7 days, to say the least. But you know, obviously, the gaffer spoke to me before a couple of weeks back, and I think when they didn't have a sub goalkeeper on the bench, and he asked me what I'm like at nets, and you know, I said, I'm obviously, if ever comes that occasion, you know, I'm happy enough to go in and do my part for the team, and hopefully I did today.
What's it like going straight into goal and having to face up to Kevin Braniff?
It's not the best now, to be honest, but luckily enough, I guess the right way, and it hit me in the legs, and there was no follow-up shot after that. So, but at the same time, I have to say, I don't envy any other goalkeeper in the league and what the pressure they have to go through in the game.
Overall, you looked assured. You caught a few, you punched a few. You looked quite comfortable in goals there, didn't you?
Yeah, I think that's why maybe the manager asked me a while back. I think he knows that I used to play Gaelic years and years ago. So I think with the high ball, you know, I didn't feel too out of place. But I'm just happy enough I did a good enough job.
Next week, could you be in the goals to start off at
Salah in the big game? Yeah, I think a few boys are joking around in there. But I'll probably be training with Johnny next week during the week. But I'm sure Gareth will come in, and you know, he's a top goalkeeper as well, and we have every confidence in him that he can come in and do a job as well.
Massive game for us at Solitude next week, isn't it? Irish Cup, major priority for us this year, isn't it?
Yeah, every game is, you know, a major priority at this time of the season. Obviously, coming up against Cliftonville, we know what they're about, and maybe haven't had the best luck and sort of run of form over in Solitude, but I think the boys are confident enough to go in and try and get a result.
I think you scored up there in the game at the start of the season, didn't you?
It was, yes. We rushed in a two-goal lead and ended up 3-2 down with 10 men and came back. So, you know, it's what a big game like that brings, you know, with sort of the intensity from the crowd, and each player obviously wants to win, and I'm sure it'll be nothing short of it. What's the same again this Saturday.
Thanks for your heroics and goal today for us, Mark, and who knows where you'll turn up next week, but all the best for a massive game next week.
Thank you, Andy. Thanks.